In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we find ourselves celebrating the 250th anniversary of the birth of our nation, Independence Day number 250. I'm told it's called the semiquincentennial, which is something that just doesn't quite roll off the tongue too well. But in any case, we find ourselves at this important milestone, which is a perfect opportunity, a time for you and me as disciples of Jesus Christ to stop and reflect upon where we've been, where we are going, and the kind of people that we are called to be on the way. Because, friends, we should look different as disciples. We should be light of the world, salt of the earth. We are called, in fact, to lead others, not to just blend in with the crowd. Now, we as Catholics have had a rather complicated early history with the United States, even though we were here first with the Spanish and the French, but that wasn't the United States at the time. Here in Charleston, for instance, we were not allowed to gather to worship publicly until the year 1789, and officially not until 1791, when it was finally put on the books. Our present history seems more, maybe a little more complicated in the nation, because the tenets of our faith often do seem at odds with the desires of the nation, at least from the perspective of a great many journalists, right? But this is not entirely true. In many ways, we are that light, called that to be that light to help guide our nation toward true freedom. Now, we could, each of us, have a laundry list of issues with the United States governments and things that we could do better with. But, however, today is not the day for that. Instead, today is the day to thank God for the freedoms that we do have and to ask Almighty God that we not take them for granted. For example, what we are doing right now, we are gathered in public to worship God. When I was last assigned to Charleston in the year 2011, a parishioner at the cathedral told me this very enlightening story that happened to her. Her daughter was assigned as a contractor in Saudi Arabia, and her mom was going to go visit. So this is the mom there. And so she was visiting, it came to Sunday, and of course her mom had already told her, when Sunday comes, we need to go to Mass. I understand, Mom, I'll find a Mass for us, don't worry. Sunday comes, well, don't forget, we have to go to Mass. Yes, Mom, I have it. The day was kind of going, and the mom was getting a little nervous. She said, well, what about Mass? You said we were going to, Mom, I got this. And so eventually they showed up at a hotel in the city, and they got their seats in the ballroom, and it slowly began to fill with people kind of filing in very slowly. Eventually a man came in, and they closed the doors. He changed into his vestments, and they had Mass. And then afterwards, before he dismissed everyone, he told them to please not leave all at once, if they would go in ones and twos so as to not draw any attention. Imagine that being our normal. Would we still come? We should. Hopefully we would. It is the normal in some parts of the world. Sometimes the things that we profess of our faith seem at odds with the freedom of our freedom or independence. For example, being a servant, right? We're called to be a servant, and that's the pathway to heaven. But what about our country's value of liberty from servitude? We hear that the last shall be first, but what about American prosperity and opportunity, you know, the getting ahead? We constantly talk about the kingship of Christ, that we are a kingless nation, though we often act like kings sometimes ourselves. Sometimes our view of independence, whether we realize it or not, can grow to be an independence from God. So rather than being independent, therefore, we become overly dependent upon ourselves. And rather than being free, we then get caught in the shackles of our own pride and selfishness. But in reality, the opposite is true. Being dependent upon God is where we find ourselves most independent. It seems like a paradox, but depending on God allows us the space for true freedom. It's not necessarily the freedom to do whatever pops into our little heads, right? Not to do what all that we might want, but it is the true freedom to do what we ought, to do the right thing because it is the right thing to do. It is the freedom to love others freely and without reservation. Now, recently, Archbishop Charles Chaput, the retired Archbishop of Philadelphia, wrote about what he called the weight that nations have. And he's talking about that importance, the gravitas that nations carry around with them. And it's that weight that we as disciples of Christ must be aware of so that we can be that salt and light. This, what we carry with us, is more than just ourselves, right? So listen to what he says. The weight of a nation is the love that animates or fails to animate its treatment of the poor, the elderly, the unborn child, the person with disabilities, the immigrant, and even those misguided people with whom we disagree. We were made by God to receive love ourselves and to show love to others. And by love, I don't mean a shallow goodwill. I mean real love, love anchored in the truth about the human person and a passion for life-giving, honorable relationships and virtuous societies. That's our purpose. That's why we were created. We're here to live a witness of faithful Christian love, not only in our personal lives, but in all our public actions, including every one of our social, economic, and political choices, how we think, serve, lead, and vote, even when our faith is inconvenient, especially when it has a cost. So, where does that leave us on our semi-quincentennial? Just here. We need to remember some simple facts. We are not powerless. Our time here on earth matters. What we do matters. It has consequences for our own eternity and for all those around us. Our lives, gathered together as a people, will shape the future of America's experiment in human dignity, for better or worse. In the words of the Archbishop, the world begins to change when we change. So we need to be about that work. So while we celebrate our independence as a nation, let us look at our own lives to see how dependent we are upon God. And let us also simply give thanks today for all those men and women who make this unique experiment of a nation possible, the freedoms that we enjoy possible, with their intellectual abilities, with their ingenuity, and of course, with their blood, dying that you and I could be free, free to proclaim the death and resurrection of Christ and the truth that sets all men free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.